you just can't get enough of Divergent, then stay tuned because this is Faction Fandom, episode 13.
What?
So, hello, Alyssa.
Hi, Stephanie.
We are back in the month of October.
We are at that.
Also known as the month of Halloween.
Gotta love it.
Because every day is Halloween in October.
Seriously, Tumblr is like off the chain with like Halloween things.
It amazes me how surreal online communities can be as opposed to like the real world. My aunt told me the other day, she's like, you know, she's going on about the books I read. I don't understand why you read all these books, all these children books. You're like, you're acting like a 14-year-old child. And in my mind, I'm thinking, God, I hope she doesn't find Tumblr.
Because... she should never, no, none of our, no people should ever find Tumblr that don't mean to find Tumblr. I don't even know how I found Tumblr.
I don't know how I found it either. I think I added Tumblr to be for a friend. And it's just graduated. It's exploded.
Oh my God, Tumblr's ridiculous. I joined Tumblr 4 years ago, according to my blog birthday, which was in August. So I'm just kind of like, wow, it's been four years. It's crazy. And it's gotten crazier as time has gone on.
I know. Like, you think you know it all. And then, for instance, October hits, and you're just like, what? It's happening.
Where did you come from?
I know.
Oh my God, it's crazy.
It's just nuts.
Tumblr's weird. Mm-hmm. That's all we need to know. Tumblr is weird.
Tumblr is very weird.
It's a strange, strange beast that I live on.
But we like are addicted to it. You know, I was thinking, do you do any type of special stuff for Halloween? Is it like a festival, like a fall decoration thing? I know when I lived back with my mom and my brother, she loves to decorate. She was always really big in decorating for Halloween, like carving pumpkins and leaves on the door and all kinds of stuff, like, you know, movie marathons. My mom's the best, but
My family, for the last like 16 years, my family's lived on a fairly busy street. There are not a lot of little kids around. It's not a very walkable street. So ever since we moved, we really haven't gotten any trick-or-treaters. That kind of disappeared in our situation. It's just not something we do anymore. Like we get a bag of one bag of fun size candies and leave it out front for any kids who like dare walk down the road.
You just leave it out there for them.
Yeah, inevitably at like 11 o'clock at night when we take it in, there's nothing gone. But yeah, I still carve pumpkins and I still have fun with that. This year I'm actually gonna be getting ready to move. So
that's right.
So it's going to be like November's
new apartment for Alyssa.
Exactly. November is going to be my shelfie month on Tumblr. So that's something that everybody should be aware of. I may go a little like, this is my apartment. I haven't lived in an apartment in 3 years. So everyone has to enjoy my apartment as much as I do. So it'll be fun. I'm excited for it. And, you know, I get the first month free. So there's that.
We love free stuff.
I love free stuff.
Me too.
It's great.
Like those, I don't know if you have a Sam's Club you live. But I live for Sam's because they always have the best little samples. I love just walking around there.
It's fun. I do love that.
It's the best. Alrighty. My internet has decided to quit on my computer, so I will be winging it based on my written notes.
Okay.
We'll see how that goes from my end.
I have faith. We'll be fine.
Maybe you could lead us.
I may have to lead us.
You may have to take point today.
I may have to take point. This is new and different for me. I'm not sure.
Alyssa is taking charge.
Who knew?
That could be our show title.
A lizard takes charge.
Yeah.
Oh, this is dangerous.
Oh, man. Okay. So let's, now that we've established that today is October and we love Tumblr, yes. We can move on, I suppose.
Yeah.
To, how about before we move on to some, what do you call it?
To the news.
What have we been reading lately? Yeah. That's always interesting to know.
I have been in the worst book slump of the year.
Of that was a shame on you.
I know. I feel awful. I have 5 books sitting on my bedside table and I'm not reading them. I have reread books, but that doesn't count because it's
you reread.
I've reread, you know, almost the entire series of books.
Aw.
But I have not. And I'm listening to a book series on audio that I've listened to and read 1,000 times before. It's not
what book series is it?
I'm listening to the Becca Cooper trilogy by Tamora Pierce, and who I love and who everyone should read if they're like into like strong women and magic.
Well, you know,
strong women and
strong women and magic.
Who doesn't? I don't know. So you should read her.
I will say I agree with you on the rereading part because I look at my Goodreads and I just think, God, I'm a terrible reader. But they don't count how many times you reread crap.
I don't.
I reread out the wazoo. Like, how many books have you read this year? 5. How many books have you reread this year? 25? I don't know. No. Whatever.
And that's exactly what happens to me. It's ridiculous. But I've been physically rereading The Soulless Quintet by Gail Carriger, who I think I've talked about before, but I love her.
I have that. You told me to get that.
I probably did.
Gail Carriger?
Yeah.
That's different than the Etiquette and Espionage, though, right?
It is.
It's like the same world, but different people.
Exactly. And it came out first. My friend who recommended it to me in the first place, she says to me, okay, so I have this book series that I think you're going to love. And so here's the thing. It's kind of supernatural. I'm like, okay, fine. So just spit it out, Samantha. Tell me what it's about. She goes, okay, so yeah. It's set in Victorian England. It's steampunk. And I'm like, okay, fine. This is good so far. She goes, and there are werewolves and vampires in Victorian London. And I just sat there and I looked at her and I said, sweetheart, you're telling me there's a book that it combines Victorian London, vampires, werewolves, and steampunk. And she goes, yeah, I'm explaining it really badly, but you'll love it. So she gives me the first book. She like shoves the first book into my hand. She goes, okay, fine. And I'm like, fine, whatever. I drive back home to Connecticut. She's in Pennsylvania. And she's that I read it that night. I read the whole thing that night. And
after you drove home?
After I drove home. And I text her at like 2 o'clock in the morning going, I hate you. You should have given me the other books.
Oh my gosh. I know exactly how you feel. I know exactly how you feel. I felt that way about Shree gave it to me. I forget. Oh, Hunger Games. I remember because she and her family went on vacation, and she gives me the Hunger Games, like, years ago, and she says, Stephanie, read this. It's so good. And all I know is that she goes on about this pita bread guy. So I'm thinking, okay.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry. You said
Well, she always goes on, you know, like when you go on about characters and their odd names and everyone just kind of stares at you like, what are you talking about? That was my impression. So I'm like, okay, so the book's got this pita bread guy in it. And I had the book for 2 months and I never read it. And she goes on, I tell her, I text her, I say, okay, I'm going to read it. She goes, are you promised? Yeah, I'm going to read it. She goes, okay. I read it that night. Apparently, she didn't have service where she was going on vacation to. I basically, like, hate texted her, hate Facebooked her, like, for a whole week. Like, I sent her hate texts an entire week telling her how much I didn't like her, how rude she was, how, why didn't she give me the other books? I was so mad. We're not friends anymore. All this. And she comes back, and she just laughs. And she says, did you read it yet? She hadn't checked her texts yet.
That's hysterical.
I was like, did I read it yet? It was Gale time.
Oh, my God. I love that. But, yeah. So that's my current problem.
I finished reading – I texted you already, but I finished reading – Mr. Penumbrum's 24-hour bookstore.
Did. I was so excited when you said that.
It was pretty intense. Here's the thing about this book. The beginning is slower than you think it is. And then it's 80% not knowing what's going to happen. Like, you know, you can usually guesstimate how a book is going to end up. Or at least you can, you know, you have like 5 possible endings in your head.
Yeah.
I got nothing. I had no idea where it was going. I was just like, when, you know, there's like 3 parts. So once you hit like the second part, I'm just like, what is the point? How is it going to, I mean, does the book even end? Am I just like, is it a magic book? Because I don't know. I had no idea what was going on. And like in the last 3 pages, maybe the last 3 or 5 pages, it all wraps up and you're just like, Oh,
that's how it goes.
I should have known that. Like, I don't know. It was crazy. I liked it, though, a lot.
Oh, man. I loved it.
It was really good. One thing I also finished, I just got the audiobook for it, but it was The Secret Lizzie Bennett Diaries.
The Secret Diaries of Lizzie Bennett.
That, there you go. The Secret Diaries of Lizzie Bennett. So, yeah, for those of you who may not know, and the Lizzie Bennett Diaries is a very, very popular web series on YouTube, which is like a modern rendition of Jane Austen's Pride and Prejudice. So the show was like a hit.
Yeah.
And so they came out with her own book. But, you know, I was really impressed with that. I was thinking it was going to be the exact same of what's going on. But there was like a bunch of new stuff in there, and I kind of relived the Lizzie Bennett experience all over again. I loved it. I love her dad, by the way. Her dad's like my favorite person in the world.
Oh, Mr. Bennett's like the best.
I want a dad like Mr. Bennett. He's awesome. And his train sets.
He's great.
That's what I've been reading.
Cool. That was fun. So we should probably get into our actual thing.
Alrighty. Let's see here. Okay. So Insurgent is done filming. They finished like in early September.
Yay them.
So that's great.
It is.
They had a big wrap-up party apparently, like, you know, like farewell party with all the cast and everything, and I think a couple of the actors tweeted about it. So, you know what, good. I was really jealous though, while Divergent was filming, we got a lot of updates on how the filming was going.
I didn't see those.
Stills and interviews.
Isn't it coming out next year?
Yeah, right. So technically they're not done with the production. But my point is that I just feel like that they posted a whole lot more about it during the filming process last year than they are this year. I feel like we got nothing.
Well, they might have done that because last year they were really trying to build the hype. And this year everyone's already expecting it and they kind of know what they're looking for. They know to be excited about it. I mean, last year they were kind of digging for all the people who weren't already fans.
I guess it's true. Like, you try to broadcast it as much as possible.
Yeah. They just didn't need to do that.
Because they know everyone's going to come back for it?
Well, they know that the people who liked it are going to come back for it.
That's true. So that happened last month.
But that's okay.
And what else is on there, Alyssa? The Divergent Collector's Edition comes out this month.
It does.
At the very end of the month. Definitely going to be doing a giveaway.
We are.
With the collector's edition.
Indeed.
With something special from each of us thrown in there. And keep listening, because by the end of the month, you'll know
how to do it.
Ooh. All the great details.
Indeed.
Have you done giveaways before? I've never done one.
I have done giveaways before. If you follow me on Tumblr.
Speaking of Alyssa takes charge.
This is part of the Alyssa Takes Charge thing. We could do it on our Tumblr. Yes. Continue listening because we are cool.
We'll talk more about that later.
Yeah, we will.
Okay.
Anyway.
I feel like there was one more piece of news.
There was.
Alyssa, you know that book, My True Love Gave to Me?
I do now.
Short story compilation. I'm sorry, people. I just can't stop laughing. It is a short story compilation of like multiple Christmas tales with multiple authors contributing, and it includes none other than
people that I love. So Stephanie Perkins, Holly Black, Allie Carter, Rainbow Rowell, Gail Forman, Myra McInter, David Levithan, Kristen White, Lilini Taylor. I don't know Matt De La Pena. Do I know Matt De La Pena? I feel like I should know Matt De La Pena. He's written a lot, and I don't know why for the life of me I couldn't remember who he was. But yes, so we've got all these lovely people writing Christmas stories for us in My True Love Gave to Me, which is exciting. And it comes out on the 14th of October.
Now on to the real news.
The more news. The news that I'm so excited about.
Just today, we got an announcement from none other than Stephanie Perkins herself that
all the people who bought Isla and the Happily Ever After in hardcover will now be able to buy Anna and the French Kiss and Lola and the Boy Next Door in hardcover in their very favorite
matching sets.
I'm so happy. The whole world
it's
is
gonna
happy
be
now.
Great. Because Alyssa went through all the trouble of ordering from Book Depository just so you could get a matching paperback cover.
I did.
But I feel like even people who don't care about having their books matching will enjoy this.
Yes. But the problem is that, as you know, the original covers are what made me not watch it, read them in the first place.
Right.
So.
And now that is not the case.
That is not the case. No one need worry about horrendous covers anymore.
I'm so excited for you.
So that's the news. Shall we do chapter by chapter?
Yes.
So we stopped at 28, so now it's 29. It's the big party.
I mean, did we mention that 4 shows Triss war plans?
That's true. He's sneaky.
And it turns out that they're going to include the Aerodite wants to wage war against the other factions, and for some reason they're going to use Don't Wants to Do It. Dun, dun, dun. Not a lot happens in chapter 29.
It's the party!
Initiation day, aka Fierce Landscape Day, and Triss is nervous.
As you would be.
And then chapter 30 is really big. So Triss has to go through her fear landscape for her final test. She goes through 7 of them, right? And she has to overcome them in order to move on. We got fear number 1. She's attacked by crows. And what does she do? She shoots them.
She does.
So that's done. And
yep.
Then she's drowning. Is she drowning in a box?
Yeah.
Is that what that is? Like a glass box, right?
The glass box.
Yeah, the glass box. And she shatters the glass. Here's my question. Isn't this completely different from how the movie portrayed this?
I mean, it's at this point where it kind of, forgive me, diverges from the text.
In her drowning. And then she ends up drowning again?
Yeah, I don't remember her drowning again in the movie.
No, I don't think that she did. Even in the book, even as Triss, she goes from drowning in a box to drowning in the ocean.
That's a lot of drowning. That's a bit much.
And this was my big question. How does she fix this? She just walks out of the ocean? I reread this thinking, how is this supposed to work? She just sort of overcut, like, she's like calmed down, and then all of a sudden she's running. Like, does she just calm herself down? Is that what gets her out of the fear? Or does she just swim/runs out of the ocean?
I think it's probably both.
I don't know.
It's not made particularly clear.
So that one was a little weird to me.
Yeah.
But then the fears keep going. Number 4, she ends up burning at the stake. like a creepy witch in Salem.
Indeed.
And I like this one. I like how she stops it. She makes it rain.
Yeah.
She's like, I smell rain. And then it rains. She really is like a witch. It's crazy.
A little bit.
And let's see here. Number five. The faceless kidnapping. Is that what that says?
Faceless men.
Yeah. They kidnap her.
Yes.
So how does she escape that one?
She calms down, first of all. A lot of it is her needing to, like, calm down.
So that's the key in these fear simulations, then, is just relaxing.
Yeah.
Don't get worked up, which makes sense, because when you do get scared or when you are, like, hysterical, the more hysterical you act, the more you get. Like, the first step is calming down, and once you calm down, you can assess the situation.
Yeah, that is true.
So that makes total sense, I guess.
Yeah.
And then what comes next? Number six, which was a big hit also in the movie.
Times.
Contrary to popular belief, she's not scared of getting raped.
Nope.
She's just scared of intimacy because she's a 16-year-old girl.
Indeed.
She's never had a boyfriend before.
At 16, you should be afraid of intimacy.
I mean, that's like a big step. And considering like how she's super reserved, being from abnegation and all,
yeah.
They don't even hold hands, do they?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. So, I mean, that makes whole sense to me.
It does.
Anyway, and then the last one we've seen is her having to kill her family.
Yeah.
But it ends a little differently. Instead of killing them, she kills herself.
Mm-hmm.
So that was good. Those are some pretty cool fears, though. I mean, do you think if you went through a fear landscape, you'd have anything similar to Triss?
I would probably have the drowning in a box. I'm not a big fan of not being able to breathe, as I've said before. I know.
I was about to say, you said that before, like suffocation or not being able to breathe is not cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Just having like all the air sucked out of the room really freaks me out. I don't know. I'm maybe getting kidnapped.
Maybe being kidnapped. I feel like the crows kind of freak me out a little bit. Have you ever seen the movie Birds?
Yeah, I avoid that, like the plague.
So you haven't seen the movie Birds?
I avoid it, like the plague.
Yeah, so if you have not seen this movie, then that may not be a big deal. But if you have,
you'll
be traumatized by birds for a long while.
Yeah.
That would probably freak me out, too. I think killing my family is a big one, too.
Yeah, probably.
I'm very protective of my family. Someone tries to hurt them, and I'm just like, uh-uh. Like, I'm nice. You insult my family? Uh-uh. No.
I'm nice until I'm not.
Well said. Alyssa's life quote there.
I'm nice until I'm not.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm an older sister, so I have this, like, older sister mentality of needing to protect my family and my siblings.
Yeah. I'm an older sister, too, so I think I get that.
Yeah. And that's always the way I've been. My sister hates it. So killing my family would probably be up there on a pretty big fear.
Yeah. I think I'm not big on the drowning part. I don't know. Maybe I have to have the air sucked out of the room before I could actually fear that happening once. So those are her seven fears. And then we jump right into chapter 31. And she's the last one who does her fear landscape, right? So after her, they're done. And then all of the Dauntless leaders are just like, okay, let me inject you with some tracking serum. Here you go. Like, that's not suspicious.
That's not weird at all.
Well, she even says, its orange color oddly reminds me of the simulation serum they give us. I mean, I'm surprised it took her this long to figure that, you know, everything out. But whatever.
Yeah.
So, yeah. After that, her and four have, like, another moment. Because they haven't had enough of those yet. You know,
no.
Like, did you know you were in my fear landscape? No, I did not. Well, you were. Well, you don't need to fear because I'm also a virgin. Just kidding.
JK. LOL.
Which is, point being, he's never been with anybody else, quote unquote. So they're good, you know. He's not going to push her. This is all new for him, too. Not to mention, he's from abnegation. He doesn't hold hands with people either.
They'll be fine.
Yeah.
And he's got a really terrible dad, so I'm sure that didn't help.
Exactly. Let's not forget that Four is the reserved one in the relationship.
Yes, that is true.
He's like, he's the girl.
He is kind of.
I mean, no offense, but so they'll be good. Moving on. Oh, yeah, and then they show each other their tattoos.
Aww.
Which is super big in the movie.
Yes.
Did you think, you know, Trish shows him hers. It's like of the abnegation symbol, the hands.
Yeah.
And then he shows her his, which are all of his tattoos on his back.
Right.
Which are all of the faction symbols. At this point, did you think that Four was divergent?
Yeah.
Was he divergent with all the factions? Because I kind of thought this when I first read the book.
Yeah, you know, the way he says it, like, I admire all of, I don't remember exactly what the quote is, but it's along the lines of, you know, I admire all the qualities in the factions. You think you should be selfless and brave and wonderful and smart, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But yeah, no, I definitely thought that was a bit weird.
For first-time readers, I feel like this is the turning point when everyone realizes, oh, every faction is corrupt. They got to, like, change. They all have to change.
Yeah.
To, that's you know, visualize the moral of the story. This is the story right here. You should be all these things, not just one.
Yeah,
the I agree. Airbender. So that's their moment. And for the record, they do not sleep together. They just chill out together. I get so mad because, like, we're watching this movie and my aunt and my cousin are like, oh, my gosh, they totally slept together. I'm like, no, they did not. It's obvious. She's wearing a chain top and she's in his bed. What'd he do? Just sleep on the floor like a gentleman? And, of course, being a book reader, I'm just like, screw you. I know the truth. Like, I know the truth. Calm down. I don't want to talk to you anymore.
I know the reals.
Anyway. And what happens in 32?
Everyone gets to watch Tobias kiss Triss.
That's all you got from chapter 32?
Well, she came in number one. That was kind of cool.
That was the reason for the kiss.
Yeah.
If you get first, I'll kiss you in front of everybody. So work on that. Mm-hmm. I like this, though. He kisses her in front of everybody, and then she realizes what the serum is for. Like, the kiss triggered something inside of her to make...
Triggers it in her mind. That boggled the fuck out of my mind. Excuse me.
Like, am I not the only one who thought about that? I don't know. I thought that was super funny. The way the storyline weaves that in together.
It was completely bizarre. Like, what was it about that kiss?
It was just right after. She's like, I finally know what this serum is for, or how they're going to use the Dauntless. I'm like, you got all that from a kiss?
I've never had a kiss that was quite that illuminating.
Oh, dear. So those are chapter by chapter. Where do you want to pick back up again next time?
Where?
Chapters 33 through what?
Why don't we do to 36 so that we have a nice round three chapters at the end?
Okay. 33 through 36.
Okay.
And then we can have a big ending at the end of that. Let's keep going. Where's my pen? We're moving on to our game now. And Ellis and I are going to play Would You Rather. In the spirit of the fear simulations. I don't know about you. I added some things that weren't fear related.
Yeah.
Just because I thought it would be fun.
Yes, definitely.
Divergent style, either way.
Yes. Okay, you go first.
Okay, I'll start with something easy.
Okay.
Alyssa.
Stephanie.
Would you rather give up Christmas or give up birthdays?
Ooh. Birthdays.
Really?
Yeah. I'm gonna go with birthdays because for me, Christmas is like a time where all of my family is together.
That's what I was thinking. It's a little more festive than birthdays.
Exactly. I've never had a Christmas where I wasn't with my family. I've had birthdays by myself and been perfectly fine, but not Christmas. Now, had you said Thanksgiving, Christmas would have been down the tubes.
Oh, really? You love Thanksgiving more than Christmas?
More than Christmas.
Wow. You really love Thanksgiving. Is it the food or is it the celebration of everybody together? Or is it the Dallas Cowboys football game?
It's never the Dallas Cowboys football game.
My family's a big Dallas Cowboys fan.
It was never the Dallas
Cowboys. They love the Cowboys.
No.
And it's weird.
It's funny.
They're watching Dallas Cowboys at Thanksgiving, and I'd rather watch Charlie Brown specials, whatever.
Are you kidding me? I'm going to watch the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade until the day I die.
Well, you can go see them in person. Why would you watch it, like...
You know how cold it is?
So? What's the point of being in New York on Thanksgiving if you're not going to go watch the Macy's Day Parade, Alyssa?
Because I'm not in New York, Stephanie.
Think about the viewers. Think about the rest of the country here. Don't take that for granted. Quit being selfish.
Except I'm not in New York, Stephanie.
You're not in New York now?
No.
Where are you now?
Connecticut.
Oh. Have you always lived in Connecticut?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. I always thought you lived in New York. I don't know why I thought this. Hold on. Did you work in New York?
No, I go into the city frequently.
Oh. So it's like a day in town is like a New York trip for you.
Yeah, I go into the city.
So how long does it take you to get to New York then?
Like an hour.
God, good grief. I'm going to come stay with you.
I'm down.
I'm going to go to Alyssa's house for Thanksgiving.
You won't have to watch the Cowboys.
Exactly. It'll be great. All right, moving on. You pick one.
Okay. Would you rather... This is more along with fear.
Okay, good.
Would you rather swim in shark-infested waters without a cage or climb Mount Everest in a storm?
Okay. I'm scared of the ocean. I like the beach. But the ocean itself, I'm terrified of. All these animals are going to come out from nowhere and just attack me like a squid, like a giant squid. It's going to chomp me or something. I don't know. But like Everest, I'm really lazy. I think I'd fall off a mountain. I think I would get so tired. That takes a lot of coordination. I'm not very coordinated. I can swim though. No, I still think I'd rather climb Mount Everest in the storm. Because I don't have to complete the quest of climbing Mount Everest, do I?
You just have to do it in a storm.
Like I can attempt it.
Yes, in a storm.
Yeah, that's a hard one. Here's one. Do you remember, I know you haven't read Insurgent yet, but do you remember when Christina talks about in Candor, their final test is a truth serum?
Yes.
You have to spill your guts out, basically, your deepest, darkest secrets. So, would you rather go through your fear landscape in front of your family or go under truth serum in front of your family?
I'd rather go through my fear landscape in front of my family.
You would?
My family does not need to know what goes on in my head.
I was going to say, putting it in front of your family is a little bit more intimidating because if it were my friends, I may do the truth serum.
Yeah, if it were my friends, I might do the truth. No, you know what? That's a lie. I'd still do the fear.
But that's not bad, though. People are allowed to have their own secrets. They don't want their whole lives exposed.
Exactly. Yeah, I'd rather share my fears than my secrets.
Your fear landscape is supposed to, like, rip you raw. Wouldn't your fears be kind of the same as your secrets? Like, one of my fears may be spilling my secrets in front of my family. You know, I don't know.
I don't know. That's a good point. I'm not sure. I'm not afraid of spilling my secrets in front of my family, so that probably... It would make life extraordinarily uncomfortable for everyone.
Yeah, I feel the same way. I'd rather go through my fear landscape.
I'd rather go through my fear landscape because, you know, even though it's extraordinarily personal, it's still something that you're supposed to have. Like, you're supposed to be afraid of something.
Alrighty. Okay. So, your turn.
Alright. Would you rather, you have dogs, would you rather your dogs be able to talk? Your dogs be able to talk and tell you everything that's going on in their mind, including what they think of you?
I was going to say, my dogs will tell me how crappily I treat them, probably. That's not true, I love my dogs.
Or would you rather hear every animal on earth? In your mind.
Oh, nobody really? Dr. Doolittle?
But nobody believe you.
Oh, I'd go crazy. Would they believe me about the dogs?
No, because the dogs would be able, everybody would be able to hear the dogs.
Oh, okay. Yeah, probably definitely my dogs. Here's the thing. I talk to my dogs. My dogs are my best friends. And I always wonder what they would tell me if if I didn't just, you know, assume their response to things. I would love to ask Carly why she's such a bed hog. So, which one would you do? Would you be a Dr. Dolittle or would you listen to your pets? Mm-hmm. You have birds, though, for sure.
I have one bird. Well, my dad has a bird.
That's who we hear all the time.
Yes, that's who we hear. And then I have two black labs.
What do you think your bird would say if you could hear them?
Get out my face.
They're not friendly. They're not friendly, are they?
Well, the bird is like, the bird's a little bit bitchy. He's old, so he's like gotten his cranky face.
Aw. Alrighty, well, speaking of birds, would you rather be attacked by birds or get lost in a maze? Now, we're talking extremes here. Let's not delude yourself. When I say attacked, I mean your eyeballs are going to be plucked out by these ferocious beaks. Okay. And when I say maze, I'm thinking the Maze Runner kind of maze.
Okay. Indefinitely?
For an hour. At least an hour.
Maze.
Maze? Really?
I would take the maze.
How would you know you'd be able to get out of the maze, though?
I'd still take the maze. Because I don't want to get my eyeballs plucked out by birds. I'd rather deal with creatures or whatever in the Triwizard Tournament maze than birds on my eyes.
Really?
Yeah.
Alrighty. I saw The Maze Runner. Did you see it?
I did! I loved it.
It was really good. I have not read the book. I forgot how much you can enjoy a movie when you haven't read the book first.
Yeah, they actually...
It was awesome.
They did a really good job of keeping to the book. I mean, I think they like, sped it up quite a bit. Time length-wise. And they cut some stuff out that was really cool. But for the most part, I really enjoyed it. They did a good job.
Your turn.
Would you rather have a collection of cakes that a third of which were poisoned, and you knew they were poisoned, but that was the only thing you could eat for a day.
But a third of them are poisoned?
And you don't know which ones are which.
Okay.
Or go hungry for 3 days. 5 days. 5 days. Go hungry for 5 days.
But I only have to eat the cake for a whole day, right?
Yeah.
How much cake are we talking here?
I don't know. How much cake can you eat in a day? Like 20 cakes.
I'd rather go with the cake then.
Okay.
I can make one cake make me last a day. My chances of finding a cake that's not poisoned is better than the poisoned one. And if I find one cake, then I'll just try to make that last throughout the whole day.
Okay.
I like to eat. Sorry.
I do too.
That's pretty intense, like starving on 5 days.
I probably should have lengthened the amount of time you had to eat the cake.
And I'm a big girl. Not only do I like to eat, but I eat a lot. So.
Yeah. I'm on like...
I'd be cranky as all get out. Anyway. I have one more for you. Would you rather climb a bridge on a windy day or run through fire?
How long do I have to run through fire for?
Like a burning house, like if the house is burning and you have to get out, you like run through the fire to get out of the door, you know, kind of thing.
How tall is the bridge?
Okay, I've only climbed one bridge in my life, and it wasn't the San Francisco Bridge, but I'm thinking it's going to be about the same thing. So let's say the San Francisco Bridge, but you don't have like any ropes or anything.
Oh, then I'm running through the fire.
All right, then.
No ropes? I'm down. I'm no.
No ropes. You know, you're gonna Dauntless style it, you know? Just climb it, like a Ferris wheel. That's what we should have said, climb the Ferris wheel or run through fire.
Yeah, okay. So my last one is, would you rather be in a sealed room for 10 minutes filled with mosquitoes?
Don't say snakes.
I wasn't gonna say snakes.
What were you gonna say?
I was going to say bees.
You're going to say bees?
Yeah.
Like a hive of bees?
Like, okay, so I'm thinking like you can't reach out before you hit an insect. filled.
They're bees, not wasps, but bees.
Bees.
Okay, what's my other option?
Mosquitoes.
Ooh. 10 minutes.
Mmm.
Do I get to bring anything in the room with me?
Nope.
Okay, I think I'm gonna go with the bees.
Okay.
Because I'm always bitten by mosquitoes. I'm imagining this. If I'm in a room with mosquitoes, it's gonna be 10 minutes of torture of me just trying to kill them all. I'm pretty good with bees. So I'm thinking if I can just stay extremely still, we'll be good.
All right.
I'm not allergic to them. Now, if I was allergic to bees, oh yeah, I'd probably have to choose mosquitoes.
Yeah.
Some people are deathly allergic, and I've seen that happen, and it's not pretty.
It's not. It's not pretty.
Mm-hmm. Alrighty. So, those were our would you rathers. I was going to graduate, but Alyssa was just like, no, let's get into it.
Done.
Ocean or the wind of a mountain. Yeah. Yeah. If you're listening, and if you want to participate, maybe we'll post them. I'll have to remember to post them, and you can email us in and let us know your answers.
Yes.
We read emails, by the way.
We do.
If you did not know.
I love
reading. We do that. Moving on to our final session of the evening, book recommendations.
Yay!
As has been said, Alyssa and I don't read anything that we haven't read before. So I don't know how much we could recommend. Can we do like a theme of recommending stuff that we haven't read yet?
Sure.
You know what I mean? Stuff we think we know is going to be good.
Can I recommend something I'm like halfway through?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I'm going to recommend the memoir that's called An Astronaut's Guide to Life on Earth. It's by, yes, Chris Hadfield.
Okay.
He's an amazing astronaut. And last year got moderately YouTube famous. Because he did a dance in the International Space Station. And you should Google that because it's hysterical. But he wrote a book about, you know, his experiences in growing up in, you know, realizing at age 8 that he wanted to be an astronaut. And how every single choice he's ever made since then has been, would an astronaut do this? What would an astronaut do? And it's fascinating. He's got a really interesting voice and at Howard at the moment, and I love it. This is, of course, one of those books that I haven't been able to pick up for like the last month and a half, though, because I'm in such a book funk. But it's really very good. Most memoir authors tend to be a little bit self-deprecating, and they tend to be a little bit funny.
Well, that's half the fun of them, is being able to laugh at other people's pain.
Exactly.
I really have a hard time getting through nonfiction books. I don't really know why. I think it's just because history bores me, which is bad. It's really bad, but it's just me. I'd rather live in a fantasy world. Maybe Alyssa can recommend me a memoir one day.
Well, the classic memoir that all women should read is Eat, Pray, Love. Honestly, it's been overhyped and like overused and overdone in so many ways, but honest to God, Elizabeth Gilbert wrote a phenomenal, phenomenal journey of her life. And she did that so well that it's worth reading regardless of the hype.
Okay. Eat, Pray, Love. I will give it a go. I'll put it on my list.
She probably reads it on audiobooks.
I do audiobooks. I can do that.
She's got a good voice. I've seen her speak before, so I know she's good at that.
That interests me. I just may do that then.
Okay. So what was your book recommendation?
Speaking of fantasy, I'm super excited. I don't know if you are aware of this little series called The Unenchanted Stories. An Unenchanted Fairy Tale, that's what it's called.
I am unaware.
That's okay. They're pretty low-key. However, I just checked Tumblr last week, and apparently she's like a national bestseller now.
Yay!
So we're super excited. I remember reading the first book back when it wasn't even printed yet. It was only an ebook because she self-published.
Good for her.
Unenchanted series by Shonda Hahn. And she has 3 books out, and the 4th one is coming out next spring. And we just got the book cover for it, so I'm so excited.
Yay.
It is called Rain. And let's see here. Book one is called Unenchanted.
An Unfortunate Fairy Tale.
Yes. And the second one is called Fairest. And the third one is called, I should know this. Gah, I'm ashamed of myself. Whatever. They're great books. So, yeah. Rain by Shonda Hahn. And I haven't read it yet because it's not out yet. But I know I'm going to love it. The book cover looks amazing. I'm so excited. It is it's a twisted fairy tale.
Cool.
Yeah. It's about this girl who's like the descendant of the Grimm brothers.
Nice.
And she has to go into the Grimm fairy tales and sort of complete the story. Like, she becomes a part of the story in some way.
That's cool.
And for some reason, all the stories come out of the Grimm, the book, and they come into her life. So not only is she acting it out, but the stories are becoming a part of, like, her friends and her parents. The story itself is surrounding itself around her.
Ooh.
To where it includes the people that she knows and the people she interacts with every day, not just, you know, like, the bears and the wolves and everyone that comes up in the book. It's pretty interesting. Cool. The last book got pretty intense. I can't remember what it's called right now.
Oh, my gosh, but it was so intense. I cried.
Fable?
Yes, it's Fable.
So I'm actually looking at barnesandnoble.com right now, and the first book is free. The first ebook is free. And the other ones are all $3.99, which is delightfully cheap.
They're super cheap. Go get them. The thing is, they are self-published, so you do find, like, at least...
Grammar.
Yeah, grammar things. It's like reading really, really great fan fiction.
Okay.
There's always the chance of finding, like, a couple of grammar spellings or punctuation things, but it's still really good. And as the books progress, she gets better backing, so Fable's really good still.
Well, I'm excited to read that.
The cover's purple. Purple's my favorite color. I'm so excited. You should check out the bloopers to the last episode, Alyssa. I had a lot of fun editing that.
Did you?
Yes. Oh, it's posted. It's posted already. Well, if you're listening and you're new to Faction Fandom, the Faction Fandom family, we could call it the Faction Fandom family because it's...
Oh my God, I love it! Yay!
If you're new to the family and this is your first episode, definitely check out our previous ones. Obviously, it's number 13, so we're great.
We are.
We've actually come a long way since episode one.
I wasn't even in episode one.
You weren't, but that's okay. I even texted Sheree today with a sad face. I was like, recording later today. Miss you.
Aw.
I rub it in her face, though. She's in a reading slump.
You know, it's just, it's a pain.
And she's been in a reading slump for like 2 years, though.
Oh, well.
which is a problem she has. That's a problem. That's okay. Yeah. Anyway. You can visit the website at factionfandom.com, where we will post our show notes and our links to news and our credits to music and all that great stuff. You can email in at factionfandompodcast@gmail.com. Follow us on Tumblr at faction-fandom. Also, follow us on Twitter at ffandompodcast. So,
yep,
definitely do all those things.
And as always, you can find me on Tumblr at abookblog.tumblr.com and on Twitter at ALIS. No, that's not even right. What is my Twitter handle?
Your Twitter handle is Allie Smith.
Allie Smith 86.
Yes.
That's my Twitter handle. That's a shame. That is shameful, and I apologize.
I always mean to ask you, do people call you Allie? Is that why you like abbreviated that to Allie Smith?
Nobody calls me Allie.
I'm going to start calling you Allie. Everybody, from this point forward, if you write in, you must address Alyssa as Allie. A-L-I, that's how you spell it. If not, I will be reading the email and I will not let Alyssa see it and I will edit it myself. So.
Nobody calls me Allie.
Oh, man.
Mostly nobody calls me Allie because my sister's name is Ellie.
Ellie. Oh, okay. See, I thought that was cute, Allie Smith.
Yeah. It's really just, I don't know. I didn't want to have too many S's in there, so. But whatever, that's me.
Alrighty. So that's you on Tumblr and Twitter. Definitely follow Alyssa on Tumblr if you love to read. I feel very honored because Alyssa is sort of like a big deal on Tumblr.
I'm not a big deal.
Alyssa is kind of a big deal.
I'm not a big deal.
She's a big book blogger. She gets to see like movie releases in New York.
That happened once.
And that things.
Once.
So, not to mention that when we do the giveaway, Alyssa may be the person heading that up. Hint, hint.
Probably me.
Probably will be. You can follow me on Tumblr at How to Train Your Fangirl and on Twitter at DephBoRae, StephBoRae. And that's all I have. I'm really bad at Twitter, Alyssa.
I'm much
better at Tumblr.
I'm horrendous at Twitter. That's why I can't even remember my own Twitter name.
You know why? You post everything from Tumblr to Twitter.
Yes, that's the only reason.
Go hand in hand.
All of my Tumblr goes to Twitter. Except like there are a couple times when I do not allow my Tumblr to go to my Twitter. Because I'm saying something about work and
you can't let that get out.
I can't because it's a little bit more difficult to find me on Tumblr than it is to find me on Twitter.
You're good. Your last name is Smith. We are both very lucky in that we have very common first and last names.
We do.
I like Tumblr because I get to talk about all the things I can't talk about on Facebook.
Yes.
I'm not so worried about people finding me. I'm so worried about like my church family reading all of the things. In case it wasn't known yet, I go to church.
I go to church too.
You would never know that listening to us on the show.
No, you would never know.
Anyway, just surprisingly enough, I was reading this today on Wikipedia. Veronica Roth herself is a Christian, and she does put a lot of religious themes in the book, which I've noticed in the later books. Not so much in the first one. They're there. I just didn't like think about them when I was first reading it or not, but I was surprised when I was reading through this how much value / like conflict that goes on that's kind of derived around Christianity itself.
Oh, that's so interesting.
So that's an interesting little tidbit to leave you with.
Yeah.
So yeah, follow us, like us. We don't have a Facebook, but you can still like us if you want to. Listen, check us all out. Email in.
Do, please email.
Entertain us with your stories.
Yes.
Write me a story. It'll be great. And we'll talk to you next time on Faction Fandom. My name is Stephanie.
My name's Alyssa.
And bye.
And thank you so much.
If you want to put a bunch of pictures of comic book characters on there, then by all means, go for it.
Dude, I'm sorry. I was just going to put a picture of Theo James's abs.
It's like a zoom in. The front is his abs and the back is his back. With the tattoo. Oh, gee.
This is
Alyssa would do that.
Yeah. This is now my idea.
Oh my gosh.
I'm gonna leave you with a lovely image of my oven.
Me and your oven will have a great time together.
Alright.
We'll just be cooking up a storm on this podcast. I don't know what I'm doing. I love your shiny buttons, Mr. Oven. Okay, I see you ignoring me. And you know what? I can take a hint.
Are you talking to me?
I'm talking to your oven. Don't ask. It's like it's the winter. It's the book of multiple stories. The love authors put together. Don't look at me like that. I know what I'm talking about. And it's got stories from both Stephanie Perkins and Rainbow Rowell, and it's like a Christmassy book with like winter stories in them, and I'm not crazy. I quickly go on Tumblr and look.
A true love gave to me.
Yes, that thing. Didn't that come out today?
No, it comes out on the 14th.
Then I'm stupid. 14th of this month?
Yes.
Okay. Now that I know what to say, I can act like I got all together.
All right.
What did you say it was called again?
My True Love Gave to Me.
Oh my god.
almost start that one all over again, or should we just like keep it with this? So in case anybody's wondering, Stephanie just dropped her phone. I don't have nice enough legs for boxers.
Let me tell you this story. Let me tell you what this dog did. Her name is Harley, and she's like a blue heeler Australian Shepherd mix.
Okay.
I bought her a bed, a really nice bed, and she slept on it for like 2 weeks, and then she started sleeping in the couch in the living room. 2 days ago, I am changing the sheets, and she climbs on my bed while I'm making my bed without my sheets on them and stays there, and I can't make my bed. And ever since then, she has slept with me on my bed. Like, I have a queen-size bed, and I sleep on a foot of it because she sprawls out like a human. Oh my gosh, can you imagine us recording a whole episode when we're drunk one day? That would not be healthy. Let's not do that.
I think we should do
Let's
that.
Not do that. Anyway.
More Christmas show drugs.
Oh my gosh.
Anyway.
Let's move on.
Game.